so they can sail into the bay.
We'll take you on a holiday. And Simon says,
I can, you can, we all can. I can, you can, we all can.
I will have such fun today.
We will have such fun today.
I hope you like the songs we play.
And Simon says,
hello everyone, and welcome to my lighthouse. This is Simon from Simon Says. I've been doing a bit of a spring clean today. It's easier to do it when Gulliver isn't around, as he seems to leave a trail of mess and destruction wherever he is. I have been polishing some of the photos that we have hung up on the walls here. It is nice to look at all the different occasions we have enjoyed. Each picture comes with a different emotion or feeling about what is captured. For instance, there is the picture of all of us singing a song about going on a Spanish holiday. The rain had been beating down upon the walls of the lighthouse, so we used our imaginations to escape to sunnier climes.
Holiday, me and my family are going far away. We're going to an airport to get on a plane. I think we're going to Spain.
What to pack? I'm going to need my snorkel and my sun hat. My bathing suit and school book, no, I won't need that. And I better leave the neighbor's cat goodbye.
Meow. I want to fly.
He wants to fly away.
Amongst the trees and the buzzing bees. And sing and dance and laugh and play. With my imagination on my Spanish holiday.
Sunshine shining down on me today. Hooray! I'm going to get my bucket and spade and go to the beach to have fun and play.
What to eat? Am I gonna eat some tapas or something sweet? Perhaps I'll try some tortilla or paella, but I'll probably just end up having chips. Yeah, chips!
Back on the plane, do we have to go? I want to stay and sing and dance like in a cabaret with my new friends in Spain.
Although we weren't able to actually go to Spain that day, singing a song about being there was very enjoyable and certainly lifted everybody's spirits. Seeing as we are talking about using our imagination, sometimes it does lead to some rather interesting places. Like the occasion, I was convinced that the lighthouse had been visited by an unwanted intruder. A sandwich monster. I had made myself a delicious sandwich with peanut butter and strawberries. I was going to reward myself with it after I'd planted some lettuce seeds in the garden. When I returned, my sandwich had vanished. I was really angry. I had heard stories about the sandwich monster, so I was convinced the blame lay upon their shoulders.
I heard some strange noises coming from my tongue. I fixed myself a sandwich, it was pure gourmet. Got distracted for a second, I looked back, my sandwich had gone away.
Late one night, I
tiptoed downstairs. I was feeling peckish, there was a snack I'd prepared. I opened the fridge and with some fruity language I asked, has anyone seen my missing sandwich? Have you seen my sandwich?
In the end, the real culprit stepped forward. It hadn't been a sandwich monster at all. It had been Gulliver, Diva and Tallulah. They apologised immediately and I forgave them. It is important to admit when you have done something wrong. Another emotion is sadness. One of my favourite photographs is that of my pet goldfish, Chips. He was my constant companion in the lighthouse. No matter how I was feeling, he was always there with a cheeky smile. We used to play games like hide and seek. He was able to disappear into the smallest of nooks and crannies. I could never find him. I also liked to blow bubbles. He would return the favour by, blowing bubbles out of his bottom. Sometimes his fish tank looked like a jacuzzi. Sadly, though, he died about a year ago. And I still really miss him. When I do get sad, I remind myself of all the happy times we spent together. And that I was very lucky to have him.
There's a space where your face should be, and a hole inside my heart. The silly games that we played, I just wish that you had stayed. I can't hide it, I still miss you. I can't hide it, I still love you. I can't hide it, you are my wet friend. I know that I'll see you again. I still miss you. I can't hide it, I still love you. I can't hide it, you are my wet friend. I know that I'll see you again.
Ah, Chips. I will never forget him, even if it does make me a little sad sometimes. Now, I don't know about you, but I've always been a bit of a light sleeper. Sometimes it's because I have so much going on in my head. It could be thinking about the lighthouse and making sure it is being run efficiently. Or maybe it's because I have a song I'm trying to write, so my head is filled with words and notes and chords. Sometimes, though, it is because I am scared. We're quite isolated here in the lighthouse, and whenever there is an unusual noise, my imagination leaps to lots of extraordinary conclusions. Is it a ghost? Is it a vampire? Is it a sandwich monster? Or worst of all, is it a mouse?
My eyelids are heavy. Is it time to go to bed? Is there someone out there on the stairs? Oh, I'm so easily scared. I try not to panic when I hear noises in the attic.
When things go boo, I hide in my room.
My room.
When
things squeak, I let out a big shriek. I'd like to think that I'm a courageous fellow, but every night my head is under the pillow. My teeth start to gnash when I think I hear a crash. I get chills in my bones whenever the wind groans. Things that go bump in the night, the smallest sound gives me a big fright.
I hide under my duvet. It's the safest place to be, with my fingers in my ears. I can't hear, so there's nothing out there to fear. But hang on, what's that? Oh, it's just a cat.
Oh no, oh, it could be a rat. Ah!
Squeak!
When things go boo, I hide in my room.
My room.
When things squeak, I let out a big shriek. I'd like to think that I'm a courageous fellow, but every night my head is under the pillow.
My teeth start to gnash when I think I hear a crash. I get chills in my bones whenever the wind groans. Things that go bump in the night, the smallest sound gives me a big fright.
Absolutely petrifying. Sometimes I consider jumping into Gulliver's hatch with him for safety. I have to weigh up being scared with being in close proximity to a seagull. Normally, I remain scared, as Gulliver smells of cake mixed with fish, rather a potent combination. One of the best emotions there is happiness. The world always seems better when you are happy. One such person who radiates happiness is Sylvia the pirate. Yes, you heard me correctly, a pirate called Sylvia. Gulliver and Eva thought that all pirates were big, hairy, smelly men, but this is simply not the case. Anyone can be a pirate. Look at Granny Whale. Sylvia manages to perfectly blend her normal life with being a pirate. By day, she is a dress-wearing, book-reading, theatre-going, fine-dining member of society. And by night, well, she swashbuckles and partakes in a bit of plunder and pillaging.
Well, Sylvia, she likes dresses, and she likes her makeup too. She's had an interesting career path, and now she's part of a pirate crew. So every night, she likes to sail by the light of a pirate man. Well, Sylvia, she likes fine dining, and she adores a theatre show. She likes getting stuck into a novel and the glistening of the snow. But when night falls, her pirate duty calls. I hope you've locked your doors.
Each to their own, that's what I say. If Sylvia wants to be a pirate, more power to her. Now, as we all know, Tallulah is constantly on the go, being not only a postwoman, but also a keen runner. Unfortunately, her back can't take all this constant movement all the time, and occasionally decides to misbehave. It does this by aching. It ached so much that Tallulah has had to pull out of races, and on one occasion, she wasn't able to deliver the post. We felt such sympathy for her, because she loves her job. Fortunately, Molly the storyteller was able to cover for her. A friend can have as much sympathy in the world, but it is very difficult to use that to help someone else's back that's aching. So I didn't feel completely useless. I decided to write Tallulah's back a letter, telling it to leave Tallulah alone.
Dear Tallulah's back, it's time we had a chat. Some things have come to my attention, and I thought it time that I'd mention. It can't be easy being Tallulah's back.
Driving round and round can't be easy. One more stop and you'll start to feel queasy. Taking the boat out when it's really breezy, and when the weather's cold you start to feel sneezy. So many people really want to know, where on earth did their parcel go? It's not Tallulah's fault that it's not in her backpack. You see why all this plays havoc on her back.
There is just one thing that we ask. Please don't hurt Tallulah anymore.
Please don't hurt Tallulah anymore. Oh, please don't hurt Tallulah anymore.
It doesn't matter if it rains or the sun shines, Tallulah delivers the post with a smile. She's the best thing about every day, so please take this back pain away. It doesn't matter if it rains or the sun shines, Tallulah delivers the post with a smile. She's the best thing about every day, so please take this back pain away.
Dear Tallulah's back,
thank you for the chat.
I brought some things to your attention. Now rid yourself of these painful sensations.
Thank you, Tallulah's back.
Strange though it sounds, the letter seemed to do just the trick. The pain in Tallulah's back took on board my objections, and soon after receiving the letter, scarpered. Gulliver is normally such a loud and colourful character. You can always hear him from a mile off, and sometimes you can smell him from that distance too. You might not always agree with him, but with his jokes, he is always trying to keep everyone happy and entertained. So you wouldn't say he is someone normally lacking in confidence. But that is exactly what happened recently. While Steve and I were out walking one day, unbeknownst to us, Gulliver had tried playing all the instruments in the lighthouse, but unsurprisingly wasn't able to play them, having never had any lessons. This made him really sad. A little while later, Diva, Tallulah and I were talking about putting a band together. We'd obviously invited Gulliver to join us. He very sadly said he wouldn't join in with us because he couldn't play anything and that he was useless. I told him that this was silly and simply not the case.
If you can move around, then you can make a sound. And if you can make a sound, well then you can be in my band. Let me tell you how it is. You can shake a maraca like this. You can beat a drum just for fun. Let's make some noise, everyone! The tambourine may be your thing, or you could bring it home on the xylophone. You could beat your rhythm with rhythm sticks, or use a triangle to play the hits. If you can move around, then you can make a sound. And if you can make a sound, well then you can be in my band.
Lesson well learnt for Gulliver. You don't need to be a grade 8 musician to be able to perform in a band. All sounds can contribute, be it pressing keys, strumming a chord, plucking strings, hitting a drum, or shaking a maraca. All are valid. We are so lucky to be here. The chances of any of us being here on Earth are truly microscopic. It is such an amazing world in so many ways. In recognition of how lucky we are to be here, we need to thank and feel fortunate for the things that enable that. As human beings, we need to breathe oxygen to survive. So I want to thank the plants and the trees.
We are all agreed that it would be a good deed that if you plant a seed, give it the water it needs, you will see
it could grow up to be a tree.
The plants to me are like a favorite dream. I just can't believe that the air that we breathe is produced
and released by that very same tree.
The scent of a flower after a spring shower. The freshly cut grass smells like summer at last. The leaves fall free in an autumnal breeze. It's almost time for a Christmas tree.
The scent of a flower after a spring shower. The freshly cut grass smells like summer at last. The leaves fall free in an autumnal breeze. It's almost time for a Christmas tree. It's almost time for a Christmas tree.
Right from the start, these plants have hearts, like a shrub in a tub or a herb on a tart, like the prettiest tulip
that looks like a work of art.
The scent of a flower after a spring shower. The freshly cut grass smells like summer at last. The leaves fall free in an autumnal breeze. It's almost time for a Christmas tree.
The scent of a flower after a spring shower. The freshly cut grass smells like summer at last. The leaves fall free in an autumnal breeze. It's almost time for a Christmas tree. It's almost time for a Christmas tree.
Not only do trees produce oxygen, they also can provide shelter and tell us when the seasons are changing. Gulliver thinks that trees can dance too, as all the ones around here, according to him, are leaning over. I tell him that it might have something to do with the fact that we live next to the sea and the wind blows them into that shape. He doesn't listen, of course. Right, the lighthouse is clean, the pictures are polished. I think I've earned myself a quick dip in the ocean. What do you think? Remember, you can watch all the episodes of Simon Says on the RTE Player, and all of the songs are available on all music streaming platforms. Catch you again soon. Slán!
I will have such fun today. We will have plenty to say. I will write some songs to play in Simon Says. I'll guide the ships coming our way so they can sail into the bay. We'll take you on a holiday in Simon Says.
We all can, I can, you can, we all can.